Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to The Dopamine Declutter. You know that feeling when your mind's racing like a hummingbird on espresso? Like you're constantly juggling a million things, deadlines, notifications, emails, the whole shebang. That feeling of being perpetually on? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. In a world that screams for our attention 24/7, finding peace and inner calm isn't just a luxury, it's a necessity. It's like trying to build a house on quicksand, without a solid foundation of calmness. Everything else starts to crumble. So today, we're diving deep into the art of embracing peace and inner calm, even when the world feels like it's spinning off its axis. We're talking practical strategies, mindset shifts, and maybe even a few meditation tips that won't make you sound like a Zen master straight out of a movie. Now, I know what you're thinking, Jake. How can I possibly find peace in this crazy world? But trust me, it's more achievable than you think. It's about making small, conscious choices every day that lead to a bigger sense of tranquility. Let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help us navigate this chaotic landscape with a little more grace and a lot more inner peace. First up, mindful awareness. Ever notice how often our minds wander into what-if territory or get stuck replaying past events? That's your mind on autopilot, constantly churning away. But what if you could gently guide your attention back to the present moment? Try practicing mindful breathing, just a few deep breaths, focusing on the sensation of air entering and leaving your body. It's like hitting the reset button for your mind. Next, digital detox. Let's be honest, our phones are pretty much glued to our hands these days. Constantly scrolling through social media can leave us feeling more anxious and disconnected than ever. So, how about setting aside some phone-free time each day? Maybe an hour in the evening where you read a book, take a walk, or simply enjoy the silence. You'd be surprised how much calmer you feel when you give your brain a break from the digital overload. Third, cultivate gratitude. Think about all the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even a sunny day. Taking time to appreciate the little things can shift your perspective and create a sense of contentment. Try keeping a gratitude journal where you jot down a few things you're thankful for each day. It's like training your brain to focus on the positive. Now, let's talk about setting boundaries. Ever feel like everyone is constantly asking for your time and attention? It's okay to say no, to protect your energy and prioritize your own well-being. This doesn't mean being rude, it just means being assertive about what you're comfortable with. Think of it as creating a sacred space around yourself where you can recharge and come back feeling refreshed. And finally, find joy in the simple things. Remember that kid in you who found magic in building sandcastles or chasing butterflies. Life doesn't always have to be about grand achievements. Sometimes, the most fulfilling moments are found in the everyday, a good cup of coffee, a walk in nature, a conversation with a friend. Think about someone you know who seems incredibly calm and collected, maybe even a little zen-like. They're probably not superhuman, they're just really good at practicing these principles. And guess what? You can be too. Let me share a real-life example. Picture this. It's Monday morning. Your alarm is blasting, you spilled coffee on your shirt, and traffic is backed up for miles. Sound familiar? We've all been there. But instead of spiraling into frustration, take a deep breath, remind yourself that it's just one day, and focus on the things within your control. Maybe listen to an uplifting song, enjoy a few moments of quiet before jumping into work, or even use the traffic as an opportunity for some mindfulness. Notice the changing scenery, the sounds around you, the people in different cars. See, it's about making small choices that shift your perspective. So, let's recap. Finding peace and inner calm isn't about escaping reality. It's about mastering our reactions to it. We can cultivate mindful awareness, take digital breaks, practice gratitude, set healthy boundaries, and find joy in the simple things. Remember, peace starts within, and with each conscious choice we make, we create a ripple effect of calm that spreads outwards into the world. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that help you stay grounded and peaceful in a chaotic world? Share your thoughts on social media using the hashtag #DopamineDeclutter. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more daily doses of inspiration and practical wisdom. Until next time, keep decluttering your dopamine, and remember, peace is always within reach.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.